No, I can't. I don't drink anymore. I can't. I'm 30. I don't drink anymore. But I am like the guy that still likes to go to parties with his friends while other people are drinking. And I've realized when you go to a party and there's a 30-year-old at the party and he's not drinking, it means like one of two things about that guy. It either means A, that is a gentleman that has never been fun a single day in his adult life. Or it means B, the courts have decided. That's actually the most fun dude at the party. I don't know. that's a different type of fun. When you have so much fun that the state has to step in and be like, hey, we need you to take 5 to 10 years off of having a good time. We need you to do that. There's just two very different answers to the question, why aren't you drinking, when you ask those two dudes, right? There's two very, very wildly different answers. Because you go to one guy and you're like, hey, Mark, why aren't you drinking? And Mark's just like, oh, dude, my father's a pastor and my mother, unfortunately, was killed by a drunk driver. And you're like, holy shit, you just ruined my birthday. Why? Why did you think that was an okay thing to say out loud? Oh my God, there's children crying. What is happening? Why are we doing this? And you go, all right, Mark, thanks for coming, Mark. Good to see you, Mark. I'm going to go talk to Luke. And you go over to Luke and you're like, hey, Luke, why aren't you drinking? And Luke's like, dude, fucking crazy story, man. I got blackout drunk and drove my car into a church and I killed Mark's mom. And it's like, oh my God. It's like, holy shit. Because I'm just sitting there like, I did not know you knew each other. That is. I was going to do introductions, but here's a LaCroix, Luke. You can look like you're having a good time. Thank you for coming out. I appreciate that.